Cupertino.
每次到 Cupertino 来都是很高兴。
My wife and I lived in Cupertino for about 15 years, so this feels like home.
我跟我的妻子在 Cupertino 住了15年，所以这对我像个家一样。
But at that time, this church didn't exist.
那时候这个教会还不存在。
And so I'm always happy to come here and fellowship with you friends.
所以每次来都很希望跟弟兄姐妹们相交。
My wife and I just returned from 2 weeks in Israel and Turkey.
我太太跟我刚刚从土耳其还有以色列两个礼拜的旅行回来。
And on the last day, she got a cold, and I got one too, but hers was pretty bad, so she's lying flat down in her home.
那最后一天呢，我的太太感冒，其实我也感冒了，所以今天她就不能来我们中间。
But somebody asked and said, if you're going to preach today, are you going to say something about the trip?
那有人就问我说，你今天要讲到，你是不是会讲到这个旅程呢？
You know, I've prepared a message that I want to give, and I hate to cut that short.
可是我已经准备了我的信息，我不想把它缩短。
But I will share something that I learned.
可是我会跟大家分享我所学习的。
By the way, Israel was a fabulous time for us.
在以色列，我们有一段非常美好的时间。
We've been there about 4 times.
我们在那，我们已经去过4次。
And every time we go there, we learn new things.
可每次去都学到新的东西。
And if any of you are worried about safety, you're safer there than you are in San Jose.
如果你担心安全的话呢，你在那里比在圣何塞更安全。
You can walk downtown Jerusalem in the middle of the night, and you have to not worry about anything. No soldiers, no policemen, nothing is there.
你可以半夜在耶路撒冷的城中行走，不需要担心任何的事情，没有警察，没有军队。
But I want to share something that I learned during our trip to